Student's Book, pages 112 and 113. 2. Read and listen. Check your answers. Story time.
The Snares in the Forest.
What are we going to do tomorrow? Asked Jane. The weather isn't good enough to swim.
We could sail a boat or make a raft, said Tom.
Jane didn't like those ideas.
It'll rain and then we'll need to dry our clothes.
What about going into the forest? Suggested Jack.
Great idea, said Sue. Maybe we'll find some mushrooms.
Do you know which mushrooms are safe to eat? Asked Jane.
Yes, I do. I used to pick mushrooms with my grandma, said Sue, and we can cook them over the fire in the evening.
The next morning, Jane, Sue, Jack and Tom walked up the hill behind the campsite and into the forest. They didn't find any mushrooms, but they found a snare. In it, there was a young rabbit. The snare was around one of its legs. The children carefully removed the snare and picked up the rabbit. Luckily, it wasn't hurt, and it ran away.
Snares are bad, said Sue angrily.
The children looked around and found two more of them. They took sticks and poked the two snares until they pulled tight. Then they put the snares safely in their rucksacks.
Don't forget the one which caught the rabbit, Jane said.
No, let's leave that one here, Jack answered, because I've got an idea.
What's that? Asked Jane.
I'll tell you later, said Jack.
Let's go back to the campsite and have our dinner.
After dinner, Jack told the others his plan. Before it got dark, the four children walked up the hill and into the forest again. They arrived at the place where they found the little rabbit and put an old hat into the snare. Then they tied white t-shirts onto sticks and hid behind some trees. They waited until it was dark. After half an hour, they heard two people talking. The voices were coming closer very quickly. Then they saw two of the oldest boys from the camp.
It's here, said one of them. Look, there's a rabbit in the snare, the other boy said. Let's take it, set the snare and go back. I don't like it when the forest is so dark.
The boy went to pick up the snare. At that moment, Jack shone the torch at the t-shirts. The others made horrible noises.
Ooh. Ghosts!
One boy shouted.
Let's run!
The two boys ran away as fast as they could. Jack, Jane, Tom and Sue looked at each other and laughed.
Those two boys won't set snares anymore, Jack said.